In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. We heard from the mouth of our Lord this week during Lent, "Call no man father on earth, for you have one Father who is in heaven." Many of you have heard the story I've told for many years now. Shortly after my arrival in this beautiful dairy state, when I went to a certain fast food establishment known very well in Wisconsin to get something to eat on the way to an afternoon mass that I had to celebrate, no sooner did I enter than a certain man headed straight for me and began to assail me with questions, doing his best to cite verses from the Bible. After having determined that I was a Catholic priest, he asked me, "Haven't you read in the Bible that it says, 'Call no man father'?" I, of course, immediately responded that he was welcome to call me canon. Nevertheless, we know it does not end there, for I hope all of you know that certainly you never do me any disrespect, far from it, when you call me Father. We know that when we go to confession, it doesn't matter who is in there, a canon, a Monsignor, a bishop, or the Pope himself. When we go to confession, we always begin, "Bless me, Father, for I have sinned." Truly, no priest ever receives a greater compliment than when he is called Father. He is never more honored than when he receives this title. We know that this verse of the Bible must always be read in conjunction with others, particularly one of St. Paul, which we hear again and again every time we celebrate the Feast of the Sacred Heart, from the third chapter of the Ephesians. "I bend my knees before the Father, from whom all fatherhood in heaven and on earth takes its name." Yes, our Lord told us, "Call no man your father on earth, for you have a Father who is in heaven." He also told us that he came not to destroy, but to fulfill. Far be it from our Lord and Savior to come and abolish the fourth commandment. No, it has been left very much intact in the New Testament. We all must honor father and mother. How do we honor our father on earth? For we all have one. Every person in this church has a father on earth, or has had. There is a man who has sired each one of us, without whom we would not be in this world. And there is a commandment from God which states that we must honor that man. How exactly are we supposed to honor him? Simple, by calling him Father. Now, we know the case of our Lord is a little bit different. The gospel is always at pains to make clear to us that Joseph, whose feast we celebrate today, was reputed to be the father of Jesus. We know full well that it was not he who brought our Lord into the world. He is our Lord's foster father here on earth. How then does the teaching of our Lord apply to himself? For he is true God, yet he is true man. And he obeyed all the commandments on earth. Surely in our Lord's case, we could ask the question, how should he call this man? This man who was not responsible for his entry into the world, for his conception in the womb of his virgin mother was miraculous. How exactly did our Lord Jesus Christ call Joseph. I hope there is no doubt in anyone's mind. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ always called Joseph Father. Yes, he knew the words that he spoke, "Call no man father on earth, for you have a Father who is in heaven." But he also knew those words, which he would reveal through the Holy Ghost to St. Paul, "I bend my knees before that eternal Father, from whom all fatherhood in heaven and on earth takes its name." Did our Lord Jesus Christ call Joseph Father? Most certainly. For there is no man among all the saints, no man who has ever walked this earth, who merits that title of Father more than St. Joseph. When we speak of him, it is more than of any other man that we speak of the fulfillment of the words of St. Paul. The fatherhood of Joseph comes from the eternal fatherhood of God more than the fatherhood of any other man. I'm sure you have noticed, or perhaps you have never thought much about it, that we do not have a feast of God the Father on the calendar. We have feasts of our Lord Jesus Christ. We have a feast of the Holy Ghost, and we can say masses in honor of the Holy Ghost. We have the feast of the Blessed Trinity. Nevertheless, we do not have a feast which is simply called the feast of God the Father. No, this has never been on the calendar. But we do have a feast in honor of that man who more than any other represented the fatherhood of God here on earth. Jesus Christ as God was the eternal Word proceeding from the Father. As man, he did not have his origin from the Father except in as much as he is the creator of all things. No, his origin came, he took his flesh from the flesh of his Virgin Mother Mary. In this we see that Joseph was indeed the perfect image of God the Father here on earth. For he was the foster father, the guardian, the prince over this divine household. Yet the king who lived in this household and who was subject to him, who called him father, did not take his human nature from him. Truly, St. Joseph is the fulfillment of that fatherhood, that great princely governance, which was foretold and prefigured in the Old Testament. We should all take note of the fact, and indeed marvel at this mystery, that the name Joseph is so uncommon. Indeed, we find it only 2 times in the Bible, applied to the patriarch and then to the patriarch of the New Testament. We read in the prophets, "Out of Egypt I have called my son." As the prophets speak of the people of God in the Old Testament as the Son of God, that Son of God, the true people who worship God, were first led into Egypt by a Joseph, and they were led out by that same Joseph. Oh, that that time his soul was no longer on earth. It was only his body led in procession out of that savage land. While the vicar of God on earth, the lawgiver of the Old Testament, Moses, was the one to lead the people out. So too with Joseph, who led the true Son of God into Egypt after his birth, when he was in mortal danger, and then again led him out. And it is true as well for the New Testament. For if the people of the Old Testament can be called the Son of God, how much more the people of the New, of all those who were anointed as followers of Christ. Yes, this Joseph led us into Egypt. That is, he led the way for all of us to enter the church militant on earth, where indeed we are protected by the grace of God and grow in that grace, but nevertheless are in a foreign land, in a territory occupied by our enemy, in a valley of tears. And it is that same Joseph who will lead us out of Egypt. Joseph, although he is no longer on earth, but now reigning gloriously in heaven with his foster son, it is this Joseph who will lead us out, even though we can only exit it if we remain in that church and are led by the vicar of the New Testament, the successor of St. Peter. Truly is fulfilled that prophecy which goes back even further to the book of Genesis. The blessings of thy father are strengthened with the blessings of his fathers, until the desire of the everlasting hills should come. May they be upon the head of Joseph and upon the crown of the Nazarite before his brethren. When the patriarch Jacob blessed his son Joseph, it was a blessing which went far beyond the Joseph who was standing before him at that moment. It was to apply to another Joseph, not even of that tribe. No, he was, this mysterious title applied already so many thousands of years ago, a Nazarite, one separated, but somehow mysteriously the origin of the name of that town from which he would hail, Nazareth. Yes, it is this Joseph of the New Testament, who, when the desire of the everlasting hills came, that is the one desired by all the patriarchs and prophets before us, when at last this child came into the world, it was this Joseph, separated from among his brethren, receiving the singular vocation to be the foster father of the Son of God, the most chaste spouse of the Holy Mother of God. It would be he who would lead him into Egypt and then lead him out. Call no man father on earth, for you have one father who is in heaven. Yes, whenever we utter this most beautiful name of father, we should never forget that all fatherhood here on earth exists only because we have a Father in heaven. But on today's feast, we are reminded more than on any other day of the year of the reality of that fatherhood, thanks to the man whom the Lord placed on earth to be the image of the eternal Father. Truly, we should all dare to call Joseph our Father. For he represents more than anything else the fatherhood from all eternity of God. Yes, let us dare to call Joseph our father and implore his protection over us, over our families, over all our community, that he may one day lead us out of Egypt to reign gloriously with him, the blessed Holy Mother of God, and all the saints forever and ever. Amen.